OTR Improv got started in 2010 as a collective of improvisers looking for kindred spirits and a place to play. They found that place at No Theater in Over the Rhine, which shared its resources with several fledgling arts groups. Now, OTR Improv has taken flight on its own. It still works occasionally at No, but you can find them in a lot of other places, too. And here to tell us more about some of that are two of the company's stalwarts, Dave Powell and Kat Smith. Good to see you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And we're not improvising this. We know what we're talking about here. Let's start with sort of the core of it all. That would be your weekly programs, generally on Saturday evenings at Below Zero Lounge in Over the Rhine. Tell us a little bit about what happens there.
So we have some set programming that we like to do, some long-form improv that we like to do. We're known for our Heralds. We're also known for the Chronicle, which is a storytelling long-form that we do.
Okay, now let me ask you, what are the Heralds? Because some people listening might not know what that means.
Fair enough. The Herald is a very traditional long-form. You see it a lot of improv theaters. Generally, you take a suggestion from the audience and you do about 20 to 25 minutes off that suggestion. You'll see different scenes and games based off that suggestion. But we also offer the Chronicle, which is a storytelling form. We get a local personality to come in and tell stories, and we do improv based on that. And our newest form that we are absolutely digging is called the Draft, where we actually take improvisers from OTR Improv as well as from other troops around town. And we literally draft teams on the spot and we put people together that night and they perform a long form. Three different teams perform and compete to see who wins.
And they're all doing the same cue on it?
Doing different things. So everybody gets their own form. They get their own suggestions. And it's a fight to the comedy death.
Dave, maybe you'd talk a little bit about something else that's really just coming up a little later this week. And that's called the Naughty List. This happens at Arnold's Bar and Grill for quite a few years now at the holidays on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings. And the first episode is coming up this Tuesday in the heated courtyard there. We're not out in the snow or anything.
Heated.
So talk a little bit about what goes on with the Naughty List.
Yes, this will be our fifth year at Arnold's doing the Naughty List. It's broken up into two parts. The first half of the show is more of a short form that looks a little bit more of what you see on Whose Line Is It Anyway. Every suggestion has a Christmas theme to it. As an example, one game that we like to play is called Letters to Santa, where we have children writing their letters to Santa and Santa responding to them, but the content of the letters themselves is dictated by the audience. Then we also have, in the second half of the show, rotating long forms where one was Best Christmas Never. We would see someone's life if they'd gotten that one Christmas gift that they never got as a kid and how it would be different. And then one of my favorites was we would take a Christmas classic and then put a different genre on it. As an example, last year, I remember us playing A Christmas Story with a Shakespearean bend to it.
Now, you both are involved in performing that one, are
yes.
you not?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many people are part of OTR Improv?
So we have a cast of about 20.
Okay.
So for the most part, our shows have about 4 to 6 cast members performing at any given time. But we have players who are very active in the local theater community. And so it's good to have a big cast because,
sure.
of course, people have other things going on. And it really brings some variety to the shows.
I must say that it appears you're also looking to add to the cast of folks because you're doing improv classes. You've got some that focus on fundamentals and some that people can build on. So tell us a little bit more about that. And these are really available to anybody, at least the fundamental ones, who want to come in and learn something about standing up and being funny.
Very much so. We've always offered classes, but this past January, we were able to actually open a training center that had leveled classes as well as classes for the person that's gone to a show or always thought, that looks like a lot of fun. And I'm going to let you know, it is a lot of fun.
There's it's also a lot of work, though.
It is a lot of work. There is some technique and some practice that has to go into it. And what we offer are 3 levels of very beginner. We'll get you on your feet. We'll get you going. And then once you've taken those, we have a little bit more of a explorer series of how to get a little bit more complicated, get a little bit more sophisticated in what you're doing and what you're playing up there.
How often do you offer the classes?
We'll have 4 sessions next year in 2018. So all the classes are offered in a given session. They're 8-week sessions. So people have opportunities to take as many as they want.
Once a week?
They come once a week for a class.
Okay.
And so a session lasts 8 weeks. And so perhaps somebody wants to start with one of the intro classes in the first session, which kicks off in January. They can take another intro level class when the next one kicks up in March.
So how many people typically do you have in a class?
Usually classes are around 10 to 15 people. Okay. The longer you go, there's a little bit of attrition. We'll see about five or six people. And I know one person last year that took the classes. She actually signed up around this time, and it was her New Year's resolution because it was something she always wanted to do.
And have people come out of the classes now and are part of your OTR improv activities?
Absolutely, yeah. We have had that. We've also had folks join us by participating in our improv jams. So we have a monthly improv jam we try to do. And we've met people there, people who come from other cities who are looking for improv in Cincinnati. And so we've gotten a few people that way. And we've also gotten people through recommendations from current players.
And where do you do those jams?
The jams are typically at No Theater. Periodically, we'll have one at another location. But for the most part, they're about once a month at the No Theater.
Now, you've got another activity that's been going on at Memorial Hall in Over the Rhine called Comedy Sports. And if I understand that correctly, it's like a franchise that people would find Comedy Sports in other towns, too.
Right. Yeah. So we acquired the Comedy Sports license for Cincinnati in early 2017. So we've been producing weekly shows at Memorial Hall with their partnership. It's great. It's a family-friendly show. So you can feel free to bring the kids. It's a competitive style. So it's set up as a sort of a team thing where two teams are competing against each other for points. And it's really fun. We've also done big birthday parties, corporate events with them. So it's short form based, but it's a lot of fun. And yeah, you could see that in other cities. And we're thrilled to have brought it to Cincinnati.
Do teams from other cities come here to compete?
Yes. We always are offering a chance. If anybody's traveling through, they can play with us. So we've had visiting all-stars. We've had a Comedy Sports All-Star show twice at our Improv Festival of Cincinnati as well. So yes, it's an open invitation for anybody who wants to come and play.
And we've also had some of our players go to other cities and play. Mm-hmm. We had a player go to Richmond and play, and we actually had a player last month go up to Chicago and play with their Comedy Sports.
And I understand you said it's family fun. If things start to go off the track, you've got a referee there, and I understand you have something called a brown bag foul.
Oh, yes. It's very serious. So I can attest to this. I brought my 7-year-old to a show, and they are very serious about that. So yes, if someone, audience or cast member, gets a little off track with their suggestions or their commentary, they have to wear the brown bag over the head and be punished for that. So it's a very safe environment for kids.
The other big activity that you're involved in is an annual improv festival. Do you call it IF or IF?
We call it IF Cincy.
Yeah. Usually it happens in September. Next fall is going to be the fifth year that this has happened. And this is a big deal. I mean, you're bringing in improv performers from all over the country for this. So tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I just think back to 5 years ago when we started this. We had no idea it would grow. It started as two nights. Now we're up to 4 to 5 nights of improv, depending on what we can get scheduled. We have workshops that we offer. You know, we've had troops come in from all over the country, Los Angeles, New York, Nashville, San Diego. It's been a lot of fun. And it's a great opportunity for improvisers to connect with people outside of this community from other places around the country and see what else is being offered.
I attended one of those a year ago where a group, I think it was from Chicago, improvised a Sondheim show.
Oh, yes.
Which was quite amazing. I mean, they were obviously well-versed in Sondheim and knew how to take an idea from the audience and a character and build a story that felt very much like a Sondheim musical.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to doing it again this fall. Last year was the first year we accepted applications. So previously, we had been sort of inviting people to come. We had a great response. We're going to do that again and invite teams from all over the country to apply. And we're looking forward to see what we can bring.
A lot of what you've done, what I mentioned at the beginning was you were looking for kindred spirits in doing this. What you've really done, it seems to me, is to create a community of people who are doing this. And I know you do some nice social events. Just past was the Friendsgiving, and then you have a picnic in the summertime.
Our goal was always to create a community. We could succeed, but we need to expand the community. And the classes was really helping that out. And what Friendsgiving is we decided a lot of people that do live here that are in the improv community don't have family here. And let's have just a moment where we can all get together, share a meal, and have some fun with each other.
So if people are laughing, I'd say it's probably likely that OTR Improv has had a hand in their amusement. The best upcoming chance is this week. The Naughty List at Arnold's Bar and Grill kicks off on Tuesday evening and runs through December 27th on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it's a midweek activity. For more information about that show and all the other offerings for entertainment and learning to do improv yourself, you can follow a link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Dave Powell and Kat Smith about OTR Improv. It's been great to hear from you both about what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.